The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Yo, yo, what up? Chris Sims out here in Lake Tahoe at the American Century Championship Celebrity Golf Tournament. Pretty cool. I mean, it's an amazing setting. Had some fun today. Talked to a lot of people. Got a podcast coming for you. I got Sean Payton, Doug Peterson, and Kyle Rudolph all in this edition. Stay tuned. We're going to have more coming out throughout the week, next week, whatever it is. But got to talk a lot of good football with a lot of good people and personalities. Here's Sean Payton up first.
All right. I'm here with Sean Payton, one of the greatest offensive minds in football. I mean, truly, one of the greatest offensive minds of all time. I'm just going to say it to you. I don't know. You know, I know you don't want to hear it, blah, 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 but I'm going to say it, okay?
That's I wish awesome you were saying one of the better golfers.
I saw it's going. Yeah, it's going in the right
going.
Direction.
It's all right.
It is. And you're getting some coaching, too, which I like. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm hearing blocking and open up.
Absolutely.
I'm hearing all these kind of phrases.
Absolutely.
All right. This is one thing I'm just interested in. I mean, you've been around the game so long, been with guys like Gruden, Parcells. Like, how much has your playbook changed maybe from, like, the late 90s to now? Like, could you run an offense that you had in the 90s right now in 2019?
Well, the terminology, or the, I think for the fans, the system is kind of like an Apple or PC, you know, what you call things. Ultimately, I think it's, you know, really looking closely at your team each year and where your strengths are and then beginning to kind of try to highlight those things.
Right.
You know, even what we did in Dallas is different than what we're doing normally. What we did in 07, you know, coming up this season. So the system terminology hadn't changed.
Right.
And yet, you know, who's your runner? Who are your tight ends? You know, where do you want the football to go? And, you know, and most importantly, the quarterback.
Right. Okay. And you got a
so
great
there's,
one.
Yeah.
Right.
We've kind of had this where, you know, there might be a reference, say, in 08, we ran it like this. And so They're a little subtleties based on what you're seeing defensively and then what your own team is made up of.
Right, right. I mean, how do you – I mean, what do you do all off season to reinvent yourself or come up with new ideas and just be as creative as you are? I mean, do you just sit back and evaluate yourself? Do you start watching other great coordinators?
We spend a ton of time on outside film.
Yeah.
And then I would say you're really looking closely at your off season. You know, new tight end comes in for us this year.
Yeah.
Jared Cook from Oakland. So, man, we're going to expand a package that includes him.
Right.
So it kind of moves a little like a river.
Yeah.
And yet there's some things you force that you've seen and you want to commit to.
Right.
And yet, ultimately, it's still about, you know, the blocking, the tackling, and the technique that you're really – want from each position group.
Right. All right. So I just got to ask one obvious question, okay? I mean, the last 2 years, okay, have also, they've ended horribly. I mean, unlucky, whatever you want to say. It's just been bad.
Yeah.
How do you – what has been your message to the team in the offseason to kind of keep them positive?
You know, it's a young – man, we've got a young, resilient locker room. And 2 years ago, man, a tough loss in Minnesota. You know, Diggs makes a great play. You could go back to the critical third and one that we had that, you know, if we're able to convert, we can kick that field goal with no time left.
Right, exactly.
This past year was different. This past year was I would say, a lot more difficult.
Right.
And yet you get the sense of being around our team that
they're ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm doing another little thing with, like, anonymous locker room stories. All right. I've told some stories about, you know, things that have gone on through my career.
Sure.
You've been around Parcells or Gruden. I'll take a story either way, or just something that's gone on in the locker room. You don't even have to say names, but anything that pops to your brain where you just go, oh, this was an unbelievable thing that happened. And like I said,
we kind of see it all. Don't I mean, it's a lot like in the workplace. If you can think of it, it probably happened at some point, not necessarily with us, but maybe with the team.
Yeah.
When you're around it, when you're around the players and coaches as much as we are, you know, there's certain nuances you begin to pick up, and you begin to know these guys better than, you know, almost your own families because you spend that much time with
right.
them. So humor is always a good thing to change up the monotony, or I guess the length of the season. So, you know, we probably kind of get after it a little bit.
You do? Like, you'll what, just like do things in meetings and like?
Yeah, to start the week. Purdue had a big upset on Ohio State this year. It was huge.
Right.
We were in Baltimore. We saw it. We've got like 5 or 6 Buckeyes on our team. Drew
right.
was kind of feeling pretty good. And so we flew Purdue Pete in. And Wednesday morning, Purdue Pete came in with a hammer and he smashed 5 Buckeyes. And then he handed out, you know, some steam engine trains.
Right.
Yeah, something fun.
That's
I gotta go.
Awesome. Yeah,
good
ahead.
Stuff,
but
though.
You're the man. That's how you liven the team up
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Like, all right. You're the man. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Good stuff. Thank you, guys.
No problem. Thank you. All right, sorry Sean Payton was quick. I mean, there's nothing I can do. The guy had to go. They called his name a little quicker than I think he thought. So didn't get a long talk, but a little later on in the day, got to hang out with Doug Peterson, walked the 17th hole with him. One of my favorite coaches in football. Always keeps it real, doesn't give you that bland coach talk all the time. Here's Doug Peterson, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Any bets this year? We got Sean Payton jersey color bets, anything like
I
that
I set
going
something
on?
Up with Frank
okay.
Already this morning. And I'm going to do something with Matt Nagy later.
Okay,
so once
all
we
right.
get closer to the tournament.
Yeah. All right, cool. What's it like this offseason as compared to like last year where you had a bullseye, everybody wants to talk to you, you're Super Bowl champ. Is it refreshing this year to have everybody off you?
A little bit. Pressure's
yeah.
not on.
Right.
You know, I felt like last year, you know, everybody's tugging at you, wanting a little piece of you in the offseason. And that, you know, it's definitely a distraction.
Right.
And it takes you away from your job a little bit. But, yeah, this has been a peaceful, calm. We've been able to get our work in and get some good work in, you
yeah.
know, this off season and get ready for training camp.
Yeah. All right. You know, like you're ex-quarterback, me too. I mean, there's a little talk, you know, of course the Carson Wentz and always got to be a little better in the locker room. I mean, what do you draw from your experience to help that or nurture that? How do you do that?
You know, I lean on my experiences, you know, backing up Brett Favre for 8 years
right.
in Green Bay and,
right.
and kind of the same mentality I
yeah.
see in Carson, you know, that tough mentality which is a great thing because it makes him who he is,
yeah.
you know, makes him a special player,
right.
just like it made Brett a, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Sure,
so,
sure.
you know, being able to kind of lean on that, but also as Brett got older in his career, he also learned to, you know, manage the game
yeah.
a little bit and,
right.
and really utilize the talent around him.
Yeah.
And those are things I can help Carson with, you
right.
know, and bringing in guys like Deshaun and then you got Alshon, you know, Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert and, you know, Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah.
got weapons to,
right.
to spread the ball around. You don't feel like you got to do it yourself.
Yeah. All right, Doug Peterson, off season. Where the hell did your group go? They ditch you? Where the hell are they?
Where'd you guys go?
Hey, we're rooting for you right here, man.
Hey. We ready? Yeah.
They're scared of the cameras. They don't want to hit. They're like,
you won't be on camera.
We won't get you. Don't worry. Unless you hit it bad, then I'm going to boo you.
All right.
Off season, Doug Peterson. Anything we binge watch, anything we binge eat. What's your advice this
Actually,
time of the year?
Actually, I binged the other way. I went on a diet this spring. I went
okay.
the other way.
Okay.
I needed to lose some LBs, as they say. Coaching can put on a few pounds. So I did go the other way, and it really makes me feel healthier, makes me feel fresh, gives me more energy going into the season.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, go ahead, do your golf thing. We're going to walk the hole with you,
okay.
if that's okay.
Perfect. Yeah,
all right.
Perfect.
90-year-old, baby.
Do you try to get a workout in during the day or something?
I do.
Like
I get there early. I get there around 5:30.
Yeah.
Knock out a little bit of business and then try to get a 45-minute hour. I love getting on the Peloton, riding the bike,
right.
Getting a weight room, a little, you know, executive workout down there, steam and a shower, and I'm ready for the day.
Oh. Just performing under pressure. Oh!
Splash.
All right.
Get to go in the sand.
Get you in the weight room a little.
I need to get back in the weight room.
What'd we hit there?
Hit a pitching wedge.
Pitching wedge, yeah. Seems about right. All right, so I'm doing a little thing like anonymous locker room stories, right?
All right.
Where I'm telling stories about a guy. I'm not so anonymous as you know me by now.
I just kind of tell their names and make them deal with it. But so many funny stories through even my eight-year career. I know you played with a lot of characters. Any, like, story? Again, you don't have to mention the name that you just go. I've heard about Brett Favre jumping on the trampoline in Green Bay naked. I've had players tell me that stuff, right? So I'm just going, I know you got to have something in there.
So some of the things, obviously, are I spent 8 years in Green Bay.
Right.
And Brett and I, we love the outdoors. We hunt on the days off. And
okay.
We spend a lot of time in the woods that way. And, you know, when you're a hunter, you use these attractants, right? These things that don't smell very good.
Right.
These doe stuff.
Yep, right.
And so he would take it, and he would soak a sock and go stick it in somebody's footlocker, and they would bury it somewhere. And after about, you know, 2-3 days, it would start smelling. The guys around him would be like, dude, yeah,
what's
clean
your
out
wrong?
Your locker,
what's your
man.
Problem?
Yeah, wash right. your stuff. You know, and things like that, that he, you know, he would prank guys. He would tie the rookies' clothes together around the locker room.
Oh, my gosh.
So when they got done with practice, it'd be like, you know, a shirt over here, their jeans over here, socks on this side, things like that. But
so he was always the lead prank guy. I mean, everything we ever heard about Brett Favre is
true. Right. He was always the lead prank guy. And never a dull moment with Brett Favre, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I bet. I can't even. You know what I did as a young kid? I did my own locker room prank and put shaving cream in Jeff Hostetler's cleats.
In his cleats?
I thought I was, like, helping Dad
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
let
yeah.
me do that. So I've told that story publicly before. I'm embarrassed by it now, but I was 10
you know,
or 11.
You get that balm stuff, you know, like that heat stuff.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
rub on your muscles before practice and stuff,
right.
and you put it in somebody's, like, jock strap or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they go out to practice.
Yeah, and they're
running around
like a crazy man, right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's always a good one. All right, go ahead. Do your thing.
All right, Chris.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for taking the time.
You bet.
All right, Doug Peterson, always thank you to him. I really appreciate him. And then, I mean, I got a big fucker to come on the podcast. Kyle Rudolph, tight end of the Minnesota Vikings, just signed his third contract. Notre Dame draft pick. Dad was carrying the bag for him. He's got his left arm tatted. We talked about that, but he was really cool. Made a nice shot on 17-2. Walk the 17th hole with him. Here's Kyle Rudolph, everybody. All right, we got Kyle Rudolph. He's coming through. I mean, hold on. You want me to, like, bodyguard people off
no,
you?
No, we're good. We'll All sign right, these good. Autographs right, for the cool, guys. Cool. How about that? How you doing?
Good.
You having fun?
Mm-hmm.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you view this as, like, one more time to get away before training camp and everything?
No doubt. This yeah. is kind of the last trip.
Last hurrah.
Close in about 10 days once we get back and
yeah.
start getting back to work. I sure can.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, seriously.
It doesn't
right.
get any better than this.
Off-season.
It doesn't
no
get
doubt.
Any better than this.
Especially with snow on the
That's
far
amazing.
It's
away.
Incredible. I mean, we were just up on that tee looking right down the hole, and it's beautiful green grass, water, and then snow.
Yeah. No, I'm dying to jump in. I'm going to jump in the next 2 days.
All right, when
I've done it before.
If this ball goes in, we're both jumping in. How about that?
I'm down.
Fully clothed.
All right.
All right.
You're holding one. I'm
holding
going
one,
in
we're
on
both
my
going
tidy whities, okay? I'm going in.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, get the cell phones out, and then we're going. I think we're safe, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, based on my golf game.
We
should be okay. So I hope you're not hoping to go in the water.
I mean, I am, but I would like you to hit it in the water, too. Either way, it's really a win-win for me.
Yes, yes.
You shank it, I rag on you.
The latter of the two is significantly more likely.
So how's the game going today?
It's good. So you got the caddy report on this?
No.
No distance?
Absolutely not. You guys are all screwed. Don't hit it right. That's all I'm going
to
tell all of you.
The water to the right.
This is not a bad spot at all.
What are we going to go with here?
We got a pitching wedge.
Pitching wedge? I mean, yeah, there's a lot of damn muscles and long arms in behind this club.
Big levers. My gap wedge has been a little erratic the first few holes, so I'm going to try to choke down on this and just hit a straight one. And if it bounces off the bleachers,
so
it's
what?
In play.
That's right.
Oh, come on. Throw it back off the beach.
Throw it in.
All right.
A little sand work.
Hopefully that's not the best shot.
Hey, we can play it off the beach.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Out here all day walking with guys.
I mean, you're just trying to whatever. And you were a guy we wanted to hit on. I want to ask you. Do you get nervous doing this?
You know what? I played in a couple pro-ams this offseason. My first one was at the Memorial back home in Ohio. And Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods were in a group. They went first. So I'm like, it's perfect. Everyone's going to be on the course. No one's going to watch me. Well, I teed off on one when they were teeing off on 10.
Right.
So the entire crowd was there.
They just turned around and watched you hit.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah, and what'd you hit on that hole?
I hit a good drive, so we were okay.
Okay. All right, don't hit a shankopotamus here.
Oh, that's never a guarantee.
Was that you that hit the good approach over there before?
Yeah, we hit a 5-iron into the green. I made par. That's pretty much been my game today.
All right. Beautiful.
Good swing.
I mean, beautiful swing.
All right.
Well done. Well done. Who says big muscles can't hit a pitching wedge?
It's the combination of the tight end.
You're the man, dude.
You got to have the soft hands.
You got to have a little everything and then a little power when you got to do it.
Absolutely.
You know.
Not a whole lot of power in my game, but.
Well, there's a lot of power in your game. I mean, I feel like I've heard a lot about you just because of Notre Dame and everything about, you know, I'm covering, doing all that. Thing I'm interested with you. All right. First contract, right? I'm rich. Oh, I'm rich. Yeah. Second contract. Oh, my family set up for a long time. What's the third contract to you?
It's an opportunity to win a championship to stay in Minnesota.
Okay.
I feel like we're really, really close.
Right.
And that was part of the reason why, majority of the reason why I wanted to stay there. The other part is that's home for us now.
Yep.
So it's good. The wife and kids, my girls are enrolled in school there, so they don't have to change and we can be settled. But yeah, that's the biggest thing.
So the third one just gives you the sense of home. Your career could end
exactly.
here and everything.
Yeah,
good
we hope
from there.
To. We're going through the beach or on the carpet.
I don't know. Let's go through the beach. Does it matter? Yeah, Come on. You're an athlete.
I'm going to be on it at some point this week. I know it.
On the beach? Yeah, you definitely are. All right, so the other thing, I'm doing this thing like anonymous locker room stories, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I've told a few stories in my podcast, stuff like that. But what's like the golden go-to locker room story? And again, you don't have to like incriminate anybody.
No, so... Like, I'll give you a good, like, oh, my God.
Right.
I'm in the NFL now.
Right.
So, my rookie year, we're playing back in the Metrodome preseason game. And we've got this defensive lineman that's just an absolute monster. And he's kind of walking around the locker room, hooting and hollering and, you know, talking about how he's going to fly down the field and just smash people.
Right.
And I'm like, get one of their balls for him. Three. I'm like, oh, my God. If he's doing that, the guys on the other team are probably doing that, too. And I got to block him. I got to get in the way. And I remember I was in the wedge my rookie year on kickoff. And I'm standing back there just praying for a touchback. Kick it through. Kick it through. I don't want this big defensive lineman to run down the field that's splitting the wedge to split my helmet.
Right. And, well, because college football is intense. But the NFL is another level, and it is shocking that first time you were oh my gosh,
you never forget
men.
It's grown men, and,
right?
You know, the defense alignment is just as fast as most of the skill players that you played with in college, and I'll never forget. I'm just sitting there like, oh, it's big time now. This
All
is
right.
real.
All right, so great jump off from that because I love to ask players this. Like, who is the guy through your career where you've just been like, man? Blocking this dude, or it just gives you like knots in your stomach. I know I had that at quarterback.
A guy that finally retired this year in Julius Peppers.
Oh, Julius is a pain,
so
huh?
He was in Green Bay all those years,
right.
Chicago, and it's like we couldn't get him out of the
division.
Leave the division. Yeah, so he finally went back to Carolina for one this year, but he's hanging him up, and I'll sleep a little bit easier at night knowing I don't have to block Julius Peppers anymore.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so are you going to hang out with Thielen while he's here? You're here?
Absolutely.
You guys get together?
It's awesome. I mean, you just look at the list of people that are here for this, and it's my first opportunity to be out here, and I've heard nothing but extraordinary things from everyone that's been here, whether it's athletes, entertainers, actors. You know, I'm just like a kid here all week enjoying it, looking forward to meeting a lot of really cool people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know who I'm trying to meet? Somebody else that you're not going to like. I've never met this guy. I'm going to be fanboying him, but Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. I see Aaron twice a year, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you're sick of him.
Oh, my gosh. He's tough.
He is tough, and I've never talked to him, and I'm like, I think Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback of all time. I kind of throw that out there
a lot. Aaron is about as talented as anyone I've
ever
seen.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. All right. All right. I just wanted to say hi. You the man.
Appreciate
Congrats
man.
On the new
Thank
contract.
You. Thank you.
All right. Go Irish.
Yes, go Irish.
All right. And I like the purple shirt. It's very
Yeah, I'm repping purple all week this
Purple
week.
All weekend?
Yep, every
and then,
day.
I wanted to ask about this. I mean, have you tatted anywhere else, or you
chest.
Just got the ones
so
chest
arm,
too?
Chest. I got just a bunch of symbolism for family, grandparents, parents,
right, meaningful
brother,
things,
sister, yeah. And then I got my kids and birth month flowers on my chest.
Yeah, so cool.
It's all family ties.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm there too.
Thank you.
All right, you're the man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Good luck. It. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Let's go try to make this putt, huh?
Yeah, come on.
You want me to keep it on for the putt?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead. Gosh, he really could have impressed us all if he would have rolled that in.
Good try.
Would have gone. Dan, not only is he good at tight end, he's birdieing holes.
No birdies yet.
I'll blame the caddy on the read of the hole of the putt.
I'm still fighting for a birdie.
Chris, I got him on the green.
You're right. I mean, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah, he said you had four looks at it. You think you could have made that.
All right, NBA, last thing. Yeah. NBA, you know, had this huge free agency. We're seeing these super teams, right? Mm-hmm. Like Space Jam and Anthony Davis and LeBron are going to L.A. I want to know who's aliens are coming, football. Yeah. All time, who's your Space Jam team? Like, who are you going to pick? Who's your first guy you're going to go with? All time Space Jam team.
Tom Brady is going to be my quarterback.
He's going your quarterback,
yeah,
so that's your first
Tom
pick?
Tom Brady, yep.
Okay.
Wide receivers.
Okay, I like this.
Randy Moss and Jerry Rice.
Okay, that's good for me.
Tight end's going to be Tony Gonzalez.
Right.
Running back, Adrian Peterson. So we need.
Nah,
we
that's
need
good. You gave enough.
Some skill players.
But like what about an NBA player? Who would you start your jam team with there? I mean,
it's hard to argue against LeBron.
Yeah. Over Michael, you're gonna go over him over Michael?
I mean, probably not. I mean, yeah. You have to go Michael, but it's hard to argue with 9 straight finals appearances,
right,
and all the things,
right,
LeBron's
He's gonna
done.
Be on the team.
Yeah, he's right. Not gonna be hurting for a spot.
Yeah. All right, cool. You're the man. Thanks.
Yeah, for absolutely.
Big thanks to Kyle Rudolph, Sean Payton, Doug Peterson, 3 cool dudes. Hey, we're having a great time out here at Lake Tahoe. Stay tuned, Chris Sims Unbuttoned. Check out the podcast. Gonna have a lot of interviews coming up through the next few weeks. Got the GOAT, the original GOAT, Jerry Rice, okay, got him. Got Joe Theismann in the mix, Herm Edwards, Jim McMahon, got a little off the rails, shocker, okay, so we had some fun. So just stay tuned, you'll hear some stuff come out, a lot of stuff come out over the next few weeks.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.